Welcome to Dish Nation. Now, I know, baby, you brewing that sweet tea, knees, honey. So what we dishing about today?
You know it, Gary. All right, y'all. Auntie Monique is doubling down on her comments to her sweet babies. We'll explain.
And Kate Winslet embraces her lovely lady lumps.
Huh. Ooh. Also, Andrew Freud chatted with the Black Swan, a.k.a. JoJo, from The Masked Singer. Heidi and Frank will join us shortly. But HK, what you got first, brother?
All right, so listen, man. We got to kick things off top, man, with a...
Yes.
Now, this story is crazy. So, a 17-year-old lady out in Los Angeles by the name of Haley Marinko literally pounced on a big brown bear.
Man.
Now, check this out.
What?
Haley heard her dog barking in the backyard when she went to go check things out. She saw them be attacked by a big old brown bear and two cubs. Now, wow. A normal person, they probably would have broken off and got up out of there. But she channeled her inner Xena the Warrior Princess and got down to business and was swatting them bears away, moving them around from left to right, and she shoved the bear off her canines and ran back in the house.
Wow.
Here's the thing. She only ended up with a sprained finger.
But you know, I give her credit. I would do that for Jeffrey, but for my dogs, I'm like, my dogs, you're bred to give your life for me. I would never interfere with my dogs if they were fighting a bear.
Was that a real bear or was that her neighbor in a costume?
Like, most humans don't have the type of balance that bear had as it was walking on, like, on top of the wall like that. That was an actual person.
But you know what was such a trip, which I love, was the bear had her cubs with her. So it was like a mother bear protecting her cubs from the dogs. So I love the two mothers fighting each other. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm. Sherry, as a tiny dog owner, I would have not only like sucker punched that bear, I would have had little cubsy onesies out of their little bear children. Like, yo, my little dog Lucy, I will ride or die for my dog.
Yeah,
me too. Monique is doubling down on her bonnet controversy. This girl, auntie
really?
Not playing.
Controversy.
Okay, yes. The Oscar winner released an unapologetic message on her social media to all the young queens who tried to come for her about correcting them for wearing bonnets, slippers, and pajama in public places. Y'all got to listen to auntie.
So if you're offended because I've said to you, you're a queen and you're beautiful, and when you wear that damn bonnet and your pajama pants and your slippers anywhere you go, don't you know you block your beauty? So I'm unapologetic about what I said, because I said it with nothing but love, and I said it with no judgment.
You know, and the thing about it is Monique also revealed further that she had been corrected by famous aunties like Patti LaBelle along her journey, and it changed her life. So for those who get it great, for those who don't and have threatened to cancel her, she said they already tried that, and she's still here.
Ooh,
I love what she said.
Okay, now, Brett, I know that's right, child, but she said what she said, honey. Why is the younger generation so mad, Brett? Why y'all so mad? Now, she's just trying to help them.
Right.
Don't say y'all, because I'm not mad at all. I'm in 100% agreeance, because I like to look nice when I go out. That other stuff is for inside the house, and if these younger kids or ladies don't want to take constructive criticism, then that's on them. They cannot get a job or not get opportunities because of the way they look. Not my problem. She gave me advice, take it or leave it.
But I think, and they like to wear the tights or whatever y'all call them, leggings. I think the men should come back with the bicycle pants that the men used to wear back in the day, honey. That would be a good look for men. So wear the bicycle pants.
It just sounds like Monique's trying to bring back charm school.
But if you're an aspiring rapper and Brat passes you up, you in your bonnet, slippers, and pajamas, you really think Brat is going to listen to you? Like, she looking at you like, it's presentation is everything. It really is.
It really is. It really is. All right, y'all, it's time for Brett's Baby Report! Okay, y'all, Double Trouble is on the way for NSYNC's Lance Bass and husband Michael Turchin. The couple is expecting twins, a boy and a girl, in late October, but it seemed a bit spooky out and about. Y'all, check this out.
They're coming. Michael, look! Aww.
I've never seen anything like it. I love it.
If David had a pumpkin and a cat, that would have been enough for me. Just put a pumpkin and a cat up, and we would have known it was a boy and a girl. So.
Oh, Gary. Okay. Come on. That's not creative at all, Gary.
Absolutely. Oh, no fun.
Yeah, Gary, you got to get some joy in your life.
Debbie Downer.
Gary, have some babies, man.
Get a pet. Get a fish, Gary. Get a fish.
Not for lunch.
Oh, head crack. Ew.
Well, y'all, let's check in with Heidi and Frank, honey. Now, Franklin, did you coach Amy Schumer's husband, honey, on how to ruin, honey, her birthday? Did you?
Well, Gary, see what you think. Amy Schumer just turned the big 4-0.
Happy birthday, Amy.
And she shared the moment that her husband, Chris Fisher, gave her a cake with an unexpected message. Take a look.
Happy birthday, dear Amy.
Aww.
Happy birthday.
Now, the note on the cake says, I'm leaving you. This was the only way I could think to do it. Well, obviously, he has a wicked sense of humor, just like Amy and myself.
Oh, my God.
So does it prove that Amy married the right guy?
100%. Now, it got me thinking, though, I can see that this is something you would do in your family. Like, if your wife ever leaves you, that's how she's probably going to do it.
She'll give me the cake?
Yeah. She'll give, no, it may not even be a cake, but it might be something that she knows you really like or really want. It might even be sexual. And she's like, just so you know, this is the last one I'm leaving you.
No, if she gave me this cake, I like a wedding cake, how they freeze it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would freeze it so I could have that same cake every year. Oh, you're leaving me? You're leaving me?
You want to relive it. You won't cut it. You won't eat it. You just
say, hey, this cake's like 4 years old. When are you leaving me?
Right. Well, Kate Winslet, who I love, is starring in the show that we're watching, the HBO limited series, Mayor of Easttown, all about her daughter. You know, in Wooder. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. It is a great show. Kate plays a grandma. I know you look at Kate Winslet and go, she plays a grandma. She plays a young grandma. But she recently described her character as, quote, a fully functioning, flawed woman with a body and face that moves in a way that is synonymous with her age. And my God, can I relate? And I love this, too, because I remember seeing the sex scene and I felt really like... All right. You know, I felt seen. I'm like, that's what I pretty much look like. I look like Kate Winslet naked. And she did a sex scene. The director offered to edit out what Kate called her bougie bit of belly. But she told him, don't you dare. That's how I look. That's how a woman my age looks. That's how she looks in bed. So don't edit any of that out. And I kind of loved it because I was like, wow, look at that. Do you like that about her? That she's like, no, this is what a 48-year-old woman looks like.
No, I actually do. I like that about her. And I'm really surprised you women are on board with all this filtering stuff because it's always like, you guys watch porn, you looked at Playboy, and that's not what women really look like. And now that you can all manipulate yourselves, you're all just different women.
I
don't even recognize you anymore.
I know.
When your mom came out and you guys went hiking, I thought you went hiking with Heather Locklear. I was like, who are these people? I didn't know you knew Heather. No, it's just all the filtering, so I'm glad. That Kate is bringing the old sexy back. And I can relate as far as, like, the age and the body movement. Because at this age, my body never stops.
You're right.
I go this way, and I'm like a wave machine. I just kind of, like, do this until I start moving another direction.
You've got
over here.
What Kate Winslet calls a bulgy bit of belly.
We've both got
a bulgy bit of belly. All right, stay tuned because we've got more bulgy bits of dish coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Gary, your girl Wendy Williams was having a real dish moment the other day, honey. And as you know, Portia announced that she and Simon were going to have 3 weddings, including one at a house out of the country, darling. Well, check out what Wendy had to say about that.
Now, don't be impressed. One of the houses out of the country. Let me tell you something right now. And I haven't traveled a lot. But you know how land is cheap and houses are cheap and you can say you have a house, but really it's a trailer on one property in one state, a straw hut in another, and a little something with a shared pool by the community in another. So you have houses.
Well, honey, Simon, brother-in-law, Simon clapped back with an Instagram story showing his home and captioned it, Hut Living. How you doing, Portia?
Hello.
Now, Portia, girl, did you help Simon with that clapback? bag, or was this all Simon, girl?
Baby, I don't know when they're gonna learn and leave Simon alone. I had nothing to do with that clap back.
Ooh.
Okay.
Would you ever bring Simon on Wendy's show if she wanted y'all both to go on there?
Baby, it'll be another Omarosa and Wendy Williams, okay? You remember how she
handled
her whole thing?
Oh, Lord have mercy. We don't want another one of those.
No, Simon is a really sweet, nice, cool, calm guy, but don't keep poking him. He's a businessman.
Don't try him.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Baby, you better stand up for your man, bitch.
Love it. Taking up for her man. Now, check this out, y'all. Wendy Williams might have had another reason for covering the story because she had something else to say about someone on Dish Nation. I want y'all to take a look right now.
Good luck, Portia. By the way, the only reason why I put up with the entire story was because I saw head crack.
We love head crack.
Head crack is smart, and he kicks a good game. Mm-hmm. Head crack. Hi, head crack.
Oh,
tree or penthouse? I mean, which one is it going to be?
Do you have an announcement to make? You having three weddings too? Or what's up, Baba?
I mean, no major announcement to make. I mean, I was actually as shocked as everybody else was. I was in a movie. My phone was blowing up. And she's like, yo, Wendy shouted you out on, you know, the show. And, like, she did the prior day with another story we was covering. I had no idea it was to that extreme.
Head
you know,
crack,
I'm actually, I'm humble.
She with you before, Head Crack, when she came to the station. She was giving you the blue eyes.
Yes.
See, I completely missed that.
I sense a co-host on the Wendy Williams show, and as they said and set it off, HK, you know what you gotta do.
Yeah. But head crack, now, honey.
It sounds sexual.
So now, Miss Wendy liked you, head crack, but honey, she was very shady to your co-stars, honey. Now, does that put you in an awkward position that she was that way shady to your co-stars? Mm.
Negro, you be shady to us, and we still rock with you. So, you know, like, you know, love is love. You know what I'm saying? You, Wendy, and when I come to the city, we gonna do some lunch or something. We gonna see how you doing. I told we all like to relax, and here's a great way to do it. It's the Evolution Salt Company Calming Ambiance Bundle. It includes one Himalayan salt lamp and one lavender bath salt and one eucalyptus bath salt.
Hey, now check this out. The aromatherapy salt lamp absorbs moisture out of the air, and the natural color creates an orange or pinkish glow that adds beauty to any room.
Now, I love city bath salts. Now, the lavender aroma calms, relaxes, refreshes, tones, and cleanses. And guess what, y'all? You get a eucalyptus scent, which is known for treating respiratory problems and helps with muscle aches and pains. So, head crack. Tell everybody how much.
Here's the crazy part. Now, this bundle has been seen as high as $56. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$20.
You know what to do. Go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, Andrew Foy talks to JoJo, a.k.a. the Black Swan, about her time on The Masked Singer. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, if you're having withdrawals from The Masked Singer, I have the solution. I have the runner-up. She is here with me now. JoJo, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, so first question, what made you decide to do the show?
I was a huge fan of last season. I was glued to the TV every week because my friend Tori Kelly, I felt like it was her voice that was on there. And then when she got unmasked, I had to ask her, I was like, what was this experience like? And she just spoke so highly of it. And so that was like the final confirmation I needed to say yes to this.
Okay, so 17 years ago, your debut happened and your song was on every iPod I was listening to. It was on the radio, it was on everything. But I wanna know now, what are you listening to? What's on your iPod? I guess we don't even have iPods, sorry.
On my phones? iPod? wow, it would be so crazy to open up my old iPod and see what I was listening to.
Wait, like, what was on your old iPod?
A lot of weird things. I don't know. I was a fan of all types, you know, hip-hop, pop, but mostly hip-hop. I was, like, really into 50 Cent in middle school and stuff like that. But now I'm listening to, I think R&B is in such an amazing place, and it's exciting to be a part of this renaissance that's going on with R&B. I love her. I love Ari Lennox, Snow Allegra, Victoria Monet, Lucky Day, there's so much great music right now.
All right, I gotta talk to you about this costume. Like, your head, you were in the body part, and then the neck was, explain to me how that works while I do this movement with my hands. Yeah.
First of all, it was really heavy, and the Black Swan costume has a very long neck, so my head was at the base of it, so that's why I would hold the mic there. And it was kind of like singing into a pillow, so I would go home and sing into a pillow to kind of get used to that feeling, because it's just not a normal breath that you can get under that costume. It is quite heavy. I was sore for the first week, and I'm like, am I a punk? Like, why am I so sore? This thing is heavy.
I understand you have a new song. What can you tell me about your new
single? My new song is called Creature of Habit, and it just so happens that I was just a creature on The Masked Singer. But the song is about staying in a relationship a little bit too long and just being like, why am I even doing this? And I love the song. It's so catchy. You're gonna hear it once and not stop singing it. So sorry in advance, not sorry. The video just came out, and I have a project that'll be coming out at the end of the year.
And finally, if you could tease us out.
Hey, I'm JoJo. Be sure to check out the new season of The Masked Singer on Fox and keep watching Dish Nation.
Thank you, JoJo. Congratulations. I'm a huge fan. Can't wait to listen to more of your music. I love
you. Thank
you, babe. I love you.
Thank you. Go stream Creature of Habit.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, it seems that Travis Barker has gotten Kourtney Kardashian all smitten with his finger skills.
Oh! Finger skills?
Do I have your attention?
Yes.
Get your mind out of the gutter, as I, you know, actually put it there. I'm talking about his hair braiding technique.
Okay.
And Court posted a photo of her ponytail braid that Travis styled for her as she just got right out of the shower, and he went to braiding, and it looks to me like he did a good job. I can't braid my own hair, so I would say that's pretty good. The
really?
Only thing is, no, I can't do that. I can't do that at all. But I think she made the mistake. She should have been naked, because she's got a wet robe on.
That's the reason to get naked, Heidi.
Hey.
You got a wet robe.
Wow, back to those finger skills.
Okay. But, you know, Chewy and Frank, you know, this is a really big talent of being able to braid a woman's hair. Can you guys braid?
I can braid, I can curl, I can straighten, I can low light, I can highlight, and if you're lucky,
what?
I just might give you my extension.
Frank, you're being wasted in marriage. What is all of this I'm finding out?
You do fall for a guy who has some hair skills, right?
Absolutely. My fantasy is that a man will lovingly take my wigs, wash them, condition them, and hang them up to dry.
Wow.
And then curl them.
Is that a prerequisite for your future man? Like, does he have to do that?
It's not a deal breaker, but if he helps me take out my prison braids underneath the wig, you gonna get some good. I'm telling
okay.
you.
Sherry, you know there's a man watching right now who's like, well, I've emailed her many times offering to take her wigs and wash them for her. Yeah, but it's in some guy's cabin in a basement somewhere.
In a basement, yeah. Big difference.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.